Sunday Surefire Podcast. I'm your host, the Commish. Joining me today is the co-host, Ethan Weaver.
Commish, how are we doing?
We are doing pretty well, my man. We have the conference title game weekend upon us. Crazy how fast the season flies by, but we are here. We're at the Final Four. We, of course, have the Detroit Lions, the upstart Dan Campbell-led Lions, taking the show on the road to San Francisco to take on the 49ers on the NFC side. And then over in the AFC, we have Aaron's Kansas City Chiefs surviving a thriller up in Buffalo. And now they get to go on the road again this week and go to the Baltimore Ravens, who are the top seed in the AFC. So should be a really fun weekend of football coming up here. I guess, what are your quick thoughts on those two games before we start talking about what we did well last week and where we're going for conference finals weekends on the DFS front this week?
Yeah, Championship Sunday. I can't believe we're already here. This used to be week one for the Patriots. Unfortunately, those days are long, long, long gone. I think we're gonna see some great football this weekend. I do think the 49ers edge out the Lions, but I do think it's gonna be a good game. I just think it's gonna be tough for the Lions to go into San Francisco and beat them. I know Brock Purdy didn't play too great in the divisional round, but I think he can turn it around against that porous Lions secondary. And when it comes to the Ravens Chiefs, I think the Ravens have a better team, but it is so hard to bet against number 15, Patrick Mahomes. And I thought it was the most almost predictable outcome last week with the Chiefs beating the Bills. I just think Josh Allen, the Bills, they always find a way to come up short where Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs always find a way to win. And I would not be surprised if the Chiefs pull out a victory in Baltimore and we see a Niners Chiefs Super Bowl, a rematch from a few years ago when Jimmy G was at the helm. But I haven't made my decision yet, but what are your quick thoughts?
My quick thoughts are that I'm with you on the San Fran game. I think the Detroit's been a really good story. A lot better. They've come along a lot better under Dan Campbell than I gave them credit for going back a couple of years. So good on them for getting this far. But I think that story comes to an end in San Francisco this week. On the AFC side, I like I said, I agree with you last week in terms of Buffalo being Buffalo and losing. But I think the Ravens are just altogether a better football team. And I think that Kansas City is just a little bit short right now compared to where they've been in the past. They're not going to let Travis Kelce go crazy. He's not going to score two touchdowns the way Buffalo let him get off. If Kansas City is going to win, they're going to have to deal with other pieces. And I think Baltimore is a tough spot to do that. So I actually think that despite the league wanting Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and Mahomes in the Super Bowl, I think it's going to be a rematch of the Harbowl that we saw back in 2012. And we're going to get Ravens 49ers and, a lot of new faces in that one from where we were 10 plus years ago, but I think it's going to be chalk walking into the Super Bowl this February. So that's where I'm at on the games. But before we talk anything else about the conference matchups here on Championship Sunday, let's go back and rewind and talk about what we did well in the divisional round last week.
You like that? You like that?
And I'll jump in here with my told you so's. I took a trip to Stack City. And I went with Baker Mayfield, who gave you 28.46. And if you watch the games, you know that the other side of that Stack City was Mike Evans. Starting to get a little bit older, but you still can't stop this guy. He has scored, he found the end zone, and he dropped 31.7 points for managers in DFS on DraftKings. So always nice when your trips to Stack City pay off. Did you have anything pay off last week, Ethan?
I did. I posted my picks in our Discord. I did have Baker Mayfield. He wasn't a guy I discussed in Discord, but my bullish buy was Christian McCaffrey at 31.8 points. He was basically the team's offense last week, so I was pretty pumped to have him in my lineup. And then I had George Kittle, who had 18.1 points, and I believe he was only 5,200. So I was happy to get Kittle in my lineup. My only disappointment was I brought up Jayden Reed in Discord, and I was debating between him and Khalil Shakir from Buffalo. And I wish I chose Shakir, even though he wasn't my lineup. But overall, a pretty good divisional round for all of us. Aaron took the friendly matchup. He ended up scoring 147 points, and And I trailed them slightly with 140, and then you brought out the caboose with 134. But all of us were over 130. We all had a pretty good week. But that's the I told you so's for the divisional round.
Yep, Aaron got the win, and in the words of Ricky Bobby, if you ain't first, you're last. So good for Aaron. Not here tonight, but to take a tick, or he can't be here to take a full victory lap. But got that win. Good for him. We're both coming for him this week. So let's dive right into it. Let's go to our bullish buy segment where we talk about the guys that are the high profile players that we know, the studs that are expensive to get into your lineup. And I'm just going to start with Amon-Ra St. Brown, $7,900, obviously playing at San Francisco this week. So St. Brown, man, just been on an absolute heater. The guy is just dripping with 20-point games recently. Can't stop him. I am leaning into the game script a little bit here. I do think that the 49ers end up winning this game. I think they're actually going to get out ahead relatively early on the Lions, and that's just going to lean the Detroit offense into a pass-happy game script, and that's where Amon-Ra St. Brown can feast, especially if he gets some of that off coverage in the second half if the Niners are running the clock out. So I'm just going with him. He's a target magnet. You know, I don't need to do a big sell job on St. Brown, but I'm just plugging him in there. And for $7,900, he was not the most expensive option out there. So I was still able to do just enough gymnastics elsewhere where I have a pretty stable lineup out there. So, well, I guess, what do you think on that? And where are you coming in here on your bullish buy?
I can't argue against Amon-Ra St. Brown. As I've been saying over and over, he's one of the safest picks week to week. I did not go Amon-Ra St. Brown just because I was trying to stay a little cheaper. But I do think they're going to be playing from behind. The 49ers do let up some yards through the air. So I do think Amon-Ra is going to get his. I mean, even in a down week last week, he still had 8 catches for, 77 yards or whatever it was. So I think if the Lions are going to have a chance to beat the Niners, Amon-Ra is going to have a big game. And I think right when they're down, I think Goff is going to lock into his number one target. So I think that's one of the safest bets on the slate with Amon-Ra St. Brown. And that brings me to my bullish buy. And I'm going to go with my guy. He's been my guy all year. And I'm going to go with Brandon Ayuk at $6,900. He's a little under $7,000, which I like that price point. I was trying to kind of get a more balanced lineup, and Brandon Ayuk allowed me to do that. The Detroit Lions are not very good in the secondary. They are opponent rank 30 against wide receivers. They're allowing 256.9 pass yards per game, which is good for 31st in the NFL. Debo Samuel is banged up. He's kind of 50-50 right now whether he's going to play. And I think Ayuk, especially if Debo doesn't play, I think he gets peppered with the targets and he has a big game. He played 100% of snaps in the divisional round, and the Lions have not been good against outside receivers. So I think Brandon Ayuk feasts. I think he bounces back in a big way. I think him and Purdy have a great connection that sends them into the Super Bowl. So I'm excited to see my guy Brandon Ayuk crush on championship weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big Brandon Ayuk fan too, as we've talked about. Aaron's kind of the low man on the totem pole when it comes to Brandon Ayuk, but obviously we like him a lot. And with Debo out, that's a good call. I like it a lot. You know, he was a high end WR2 in fantasy football this season, but now you kick Debo out of the lineup, and I just think more of that work slots his way in this divisional round, or in this championship round rather. And so it's a big game, and I think Ayuk and Brock Purdy are going to be up for the challenge. I know we're both. We actually both have that stack in our lineup. We both have Brock Purdy and we both have Brandon Ayuk in our lineup.
Stack City.
So hopefully we'll be hearing about that trip to Stack City on the Told You So episode last week. You know, the Detroit defense gives it up. So hopefully we can keep that ball rolling. But speaking of defenses, let's jump over to our two deep segment where we talk about which defenses we want to get into our lineups. And this is an interesting week overall where there's only two games going on. So four defenses to pick from. And with the slate being so tight with so few teams in there, you really got to make some tight decisions if you want to get a really balanced lineup in there. And I think you and I are both on the same page with that. So I know that we're both going with the Detroit Lions defense here for $2,600. I think in an ideal world, this would probably be the last pick that we would make. But just where you are fighting against the salary cap in these matchups, whether you're playing in a tournament or in a head-to-head matchup, you gotta cut corners somewhere. And I'm just kind of willing to sacrifice the defense position in order to get more balance at my receivers and running backs and my tight end spot. So that's kind of how I looked at it. I don't have any, you know, hope that the Lions defense are going to crush by any means, but I'm just kind of punting on that position altogether. Is that more or less where you're at heading into this week?
Agree completely. I think with this slate being so tight financially, it was almost a no-brainer for me to just go with the cheapest option. And it's the reason why a guy like CMC was just completely off my board, because it was just too expensive. You start paying up for defense, you start paying up for guys like CMC, you're going to have some Aaron Downtown Brown players in your lineup. Just looking at how these defenses have been playing the last few weeks, none of these defenses have been really high flying in terms of fantasy football points. I mean, Baltimore only scored 4 against Houston last week. The Chiefs put up a goose egg against the Buffalo Bills. The Niners, I believe, only scored 4 points themselves last week. So obviously a great division round for these defenses, and I don't see much changing, obviously with the teams getting better and better every week of the playoffs. So that's why I'm like, I'll punt this and I'll go with the cheapest option, and hopefully the Lions can make some plays.
Yeah, hopefully we can sneak in like maybe a special teams touchdown, or you never know, maybe we get a strip sack or a pick six. You know, Purdy, as solid as he's been all year, there was an opportunity in the early going in that game against Green Bay where he easily could have thrown a pick six. So maybe he has some postseason jitters, and he gives us one. So that's what we'll be hoping for with the Lions in our lineups. And we've had a lot of agreement so far. Obviously, we were both in on Ayuk as well as Brock Purdy, and now we're in on the Lions defense. But I know when we get to our pick six category now, where we talk about players that are lower down the pecking order in terms of cost to get into your lineup, that we're going to have some different names in here. So I'll just throw the ball right back to you. Who were you going with as your first buy nothing player here in this category?
I'll go with my more expensive player first. I'm going to stick with San Francisco, and I'm going George Kittle at 5,400. I think Kittle is being priced a little low. He was priced at 5,200 last week, and he had a good week with scoring a little over 18. And I think he has another solid performance this week. George Kittle has been very good when Debo has been out of the lineup with Brock Purdy. Just run through the numbers. In 6 full games without Debo in the lineup with Brock Purdy at the helm, he's had a 24.6% target share, 90.6 yards per game, 25.7% target rate per route run, a 3.31 yards per route run, and 20.1 fantasy points per start. So in a matchup where the Lions struggle mightily stopping opposing receivers and tight ends, I think this sets up Kittle to have a pretty monster day. I'm going with the triple stack with Ayuk, Kittle, and Purdy. I just think Purdy throws the ball over the yard, and I think Kittle and Ayuk are the benefactors of that. So I think at that price point, 5,400, especially if Debo is out, I thought Kittle was a no-brainer to get in my lineup.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, Kittle's numbers without Debo in the lineup speak for themselves. Obviously, you just rattled them off. So it's a really good call. If I had a little bit more financial flexibility, I definitely would have done that myself. But I actually ended up going with a different piece of the 49ers passing attack. And I'm going to go with Juwan Jennings for $4,600. Really just leaning into the fact that Debo Samuel is not going to play in this game. If that's the case, you definitely want to get Jennings in there. He kind of picked up some of the slack in Debo's absence. So he had 6 targets last week, turned into over 60 yards. And, you know, it's $4,600 here to get him into your lineup. So if he can get you a touchdown, sneak in there, you're definitely going to feel good about it. If not, I think he can still give you a chance in a full PPR format, just based on how poor this Detroit secondary is, man. I mean, like they've been giving it up to these quarterbacks every week. You know, Baker had a big day. Stafford had a big day on wildcard weekend. You know, obviously the receivers have been crushing, been the benefactors of that. So I think if Jennings slides into that number 2 wide receiver role, that he can have a big day too, especially with a lot of Detroit's attention going to the likes of Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle. So I'm pretty all in on the Niners here, just kind of crushing out of the gate. But that's what I got for my first one. So I'll just go to my second one here, and you can get kind of react to both of them. I'm finally going to go to the other game, the Baltimore and Kansas City game. I'm going to go to the tight end position, $4,300 for Isaiah Likely. This one is banking on the fact that Mark Andrews is not going to be out there, which seems a little bit more 50-50-ish. But even if he is out there, who knows what kind of shape he's in. He hasn't played in a couple months at this point. So I really like what I've seen out of Isaiah Likely in recent weeks. I know we were together over the weekend, and he hit the end zone for one of our bets to cash, and we high-fived over that. So that was good. I just think he can kind of keep it going this week in a game that is probably going to be relatively high scoring. So Lamar can't do it all with his legs like he did last week. I think they're going to have to rely more on the pass catchers going forward too. So I think Likely is going to be a guy that benefits from that. So those are my two picks, Juwan Jennings for 4,600, Isaiah Likely for 4,300. Where are you at on either of those guys?
I like both those picks. Jennings, not to keep harping on it, I think that's a good call just for the simple fact that he would be the number two receiver if Debo was out and the Lions can't stop anybody. So he has as good a shot as anybody to pop off. So definitely like that, getting a guy cheap in a high scoring matchup. I believe the over under in that game is 51. So getting any piece of that offense, especially the potential wide receiver too, for that kind of price point, I think is good strategy. Then Isaiah Likely, the guy scored 4 touchdowns in the last 3 games played. So Lamar's clearly looking at him in the red zone. He's been a big play threat. And if Andrews doesn't play, Isaiah Likely, honestly, is one of the more, I guess, reliable pass catchers fantasy wise. He didn't get a ton of catches obviously last week or even the last few weeks actually, but he's just been finding the end zone. So that's at those lower price points, if you can find guys that hit pay dirt, you're going to do pretty well. So that brings me to my final pick 6, and I'm going to go Josh Reynolds. I'm going to stick with that Lions Niners game, and Josh Reynolds has had a pretty decent playoffs. He's had a pretty decent season for the Detroit Lions. The Niners have allowed the 9th most receiving yards to slot receivers in the NFL this season, and that's where Reynolds runs the majority of his routes. So I think he's going to have a lot of opportunity there in a game where I think they're going to be playing from behind. Reynolds has the 3rd most targets for the Lions through the first 2 postseason games, totaling 10 targets. He had 5 for 80 in the wild card round and then scored a touchdown against the Bucs. Reynolds played 86% of the snaps in the wild card round and 78% in the divisional round, compared to Williams, who only played 70% and 58%. So Reynolds has been the clear number 2 in this offense. I think they're going to be down, and Josh Reynolds at a price point of 4,000 with an over under 51 in the game, I think he has as good a shot as any to go off. So I thought at that cheap price point, I thought it was a good pick to get into my lineup.
Totally agree. It's a good one. I considered it myself, couldn't make it happen, but that's good to know that he's been up there in the target category the last couple of weeks, and he's had a quiet little career resurgence here with Detroit. You know, he's certainly not a household name by any means, but he's a guy that you can plug into there. You can plug into your lineup this year, and he gives you a shot. So, and what I think is going to be a positive game script for the pass catchers of Detroit, not necessarily the team itself, but for the guys catching the rock in the second half, I think he's a guy that you could sneaky go off here. Maybe he's a good little tournament play if you really need to just reach for some upside at a cheap price point. I think he's your guy. So yeah, that'll wrap up our pick 6 category. And as always, we close this thing out with hot takes. This is why I'm hot. And I'll jump out of the gate here and give you mine. You know, Aaron Downtown Brown is our hot take artist. He can't be here, so I'll do my best to hit leadoff in this category. But I'm going to go to this Niners game. I'm going to go with Brock Purdy, keeping the theme going of quarterbacks going off against the Lions secondary. I'm going to say he goes for 300-plus passing yards. He goes for 3-plus passing touchdowns. And I'm going to go a little further here. The spread opened up at around 7 points in the San Fran game. I'm going to tell you to tease it up. I'm going to tell you that they win by at least 10 points.
Ooh.
So tease that spread up to San Fran minus 9.5. They're going to win by double digits. So smack that in there with Purdy plus 300 yards passing, 3-plus TDs passing as well. And I think you're going to make a little bit of money on a parlay this weekend, Ethan. I don't know. What do you think?
Hey, I hope I win some money in some parlays. But yeah, according to your hot take, it doesn't look like Dan Campbell and the Lions they can't bite enough kneecaps to stay in this game.
Not even close.
I hope the game is close, just obviously just for viewership wise. But no, I could definitely see the Niners running away with this one, just for the simple fact that the Lions are a good football team, but when things go south and they're not on schedule, it can go south pretty quick for them. So we'll see what Lions team shows up. But I'm going to piggyback off yours with Brock Purdy going off, and I think Brock Purdy is going to go off, and that's because George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk are both going to go over the century mark. So just a massive day for the 49ers quarterback and number one and two targets. So it looks like it's going to be a very solid day for the 49ers.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. If we have anything to do with predicting the future, it's going to be a good day to be out in San Fran when you're marching on to the Super Bowl. So that concludes our show here tonight. Make sure you're following us along everywhere on social media as well. We're on X at @Sunday_Surefire. We are on Instagram at @SundaySurefire, Facebook, Sunday Surefire as well. And make sure you're checking out our website too, SundaySurefire.com. All kinds of good stuff on there. The blog articles I've been writing have been coming in hot. And they'll also check out our merchandise here. We got our relatively new logo at this point, screen printed onto some t-shirts and sweatshirts, things like that. So check it all out. Part of the proceeds go back to supporting us as well. So anything you can do on that front will definitely be helpful. But until next time, folks, peace.